You're listening to SBS News.
Sally Ann Williams heads Cicada Innovations, a technology startup hub based in Sydney. She says attracting the best overseas talent to Australia has always been a challenge for the industry.
Of course, they love new graduates and people that are coming through the pipeline, but you also need people with real experience on the ground. And when you're bringing a product or a service to market, it's not just the science and the research side of things and those skill sets. It's actually how do you take that from testing and from the lab and bring it to fruition.
It's an industry that thrives on diversity and international connections.
Your cultural background, how you grew up, where you grew up, they actually help you think in a different way, not just sort of, you know, your educational experience in your training. And so the more diversity you get around the table, the more robust the solution you typically come up with.
Businesses like these will be vying for an influx of highly skilled workers when the international borders reopen, the federal government revealing an upheaval in its migration program as Australia enters its slowest population growth for more than a century. The federal government plans to engage the best and brightest from around the world, setting up a new task force to scout highly skilled workers and high-value businesses, initially targeting those in manufacturing, financial services and health. It's also restructured the skilled migration stream, tripling the Global Talent Independent Program allocation to 15,000 places and almost doubling the Business Innovation and Investment Program to 13,500 places. This is Alan Tudge, the Acting Minister for Immigration.
We know that some of these individuals with exceptional skills come here, build businesses, become entrepreneurs, become the top scientists, and in doing so, they generate jobs for others as well.
Also banking on major projects to kickstart the economy, experts like Elizabeth Foley, the CEO of the Australian Institute of Project Management, say attracting specific skill sets will be crucial to investment outcomes.
It will really help power the economic growth that we're looking for. These people can add an extra value to really powerful industries.
But it's come at a cost to the number of other working visas, with the intake of employer-sponsored workers to fall by more than a quarter and places allocated to skilled independent visas cut down by two-thirds.
It is more limited than what it used to be, and it's prioritised around certain occupations right now, particularly some of the health occupations and some of the mining occupations.
For Divya Serene, a director of a childcare centre in Canberra, she worries her sector will suffer.
When they come in, they bring in a lot of their culture with them, which is good for the Australian kids to know that, you know, there are different parts of the world and how people live and what they talk about. So it's just like the learning in every day that we can impart to the children that we have in our care.
Childcare is just one of the many industries reliant on a migrant workforce, with more than a third of staff born overseas. Jennifer Scherer, SBS News.